hair shears can easily be used for the process of thinning your hair. These shears have multiple uses related to hair cutting, and thinning is one of those uses. There has always been a lot of talk about shears that can thin your hair. These shears reduce the thickness and density of the hair very quickly. A person who wants thin hair can opt for such a shear and avail all the benefits associated with it. Some information regarding shears for hair thinning has been explained below. You can use this information for a deeper understanding of hair thinning and then have yourself properly trained based on this information. These shears can thin your hair in a very blended manner, and your hair can turn out to look much more natural after you finish this particular process. In this process, the thinning of hair is the most important aspect, and it must essentially be taken into consideration while the hair cutting process is in progress. These shears are specifically designed to thin your hair and also give it very natural look. It is better to use a shear that is specifically designed to do so rather than using a scissor that is not designed or made to do so. However, thinning your hair with a regular type of scissor can enable you to acquire a very personal hairstyle. The hair thinning technique can work on both dry as well as wet hair. However, you must concentrate more when the hair is wet, because you will not know how much amount of hair has been cut. You must also think about remove more than one section at a time. Always keep it in your mind that giving your hair a very natural look is the best thing for a hair thinning process. During the hair thinning process, the opening and closing of the shear play a very vital role, and you must concentrate on this aspect a lot in order to gain a lot of success. These shears are very great in quality, and you must make as of use as possible. The thinning process can be quite hectic at times if you are not properly trained. Thus, experience can play a very key role. No matter what the quality of the shear is, if you don't have the experience and the training that is required, you will not be able to finish the process properly.